more beautiful. Then you look tonight. In your eyes I see all I can be, and how you changed my life. You held on when I let go. Is this my bed? What's going on in my head? I feel so different today. I have this image of you, my freedom, my courage, the strength I never knew. I found the answer through you, discovered the glory of living through you. You taught me so much, your words lift me up. I'm not me anymore.
And joining us right now at PMP Network is Billy Gilman. You remember him as a little kid when he was 11 years old. Remember the album One Voice? It was a great song, great album. Did millions of sales. And boy, he just kept churning them out and churning them out. And then at 14, his voice changed and things changed a little bit. But he's got a brand new CD out, and I think it's his best one so far. It's called Everything and More. And I just love some of the music in it, from the first one, Hey Little Susie, and Everything and More is already getting airplay. Another one out there I like, too, is I'm Not Me Anymore. Some really good stuff in this CD.
Thank you.
And I think you all enjoy it, so go out and get my copy.
Yes, but it's like 8 octaves lower.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about what happened. Here you were, I guess that, the scenario is that you went to Vanderbilt Voice Clinic in Nashville.
That's right.
What did they tell you?
Well, before we went there, because I'm not one for doctors, mm-hmm. I never have been, oh, sure, I'll get over the cold, I'm not going to go to the doctor. So I really wanted to prolong, seeing the doctor. That was always an option because we wanted to see where my voice was at. It's amazing how they can tell. So I was on tour doing a Christmas tour with the Clark Family Experience, and after the show, I got hoarse very quick, and that usually doesn't happen. So I didn't think anything about it because maybe I'm just tired. I was doing like 30 shows, and so then the next night, I was in good voice, but all of a sudden I couldn't hit the high notes as strong as I wanted to, and so then I bargained, and I said, all right, we'll go to the Vanderbilt. And they took all these tests and went down my throat with all kinds of tubes.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, yeah, well, we can hear it. And they can, like, do a strobe light, and you can sing, and they can detect how many beats per second or something your vocal cords vibrate.
Mm-hmm.
And they could tell that I was going through the voice change. And they said, this is a very crucial time in your vocal career. We advise you not to sing. And sometimes not even speak for months. And so that was a major setback because, like I said, we were doing all kinds of touring, I was on top of the world, I was having such a blast. And so I stopped, and we had to stop for two and a half years. That's when I felt it was getting strong again, where I could sing.
But think about this. I mean, you were singing since you were like two, right?
Yes.
And all of a sudden they say to you, no singing, no talking. It's like, saying no breathing anymore, just lay there.
That's exactly what it was like, because, like I say, I always had control over my voice. I could open it, and I could do anything I wanted with it, within my range. I could do anything, I had total control. And now, when I try to sing to myself, either in the shower or in the bathroom, I couldn't sing. It just would go all over the place. It never really squeaked,
yeah.
But it would just... it wouldn't be strong, and I would get hoarse very, very quick. Like, within half of a song, I couldn't speak. I would be completely hoarse, like laryngitis sound. So it was tough, it really was, and it showed me how fragile it is. and how I should really take care of it. It taught me a lot about discipline. You know, I'm a very disciplined kid now. You know, before I would just laugh and then go on stage, you know. Now I don't speak before I go on stage, and it's taught me a lot.
What did you do during the 2 years? Did you read a lot? Did you study? What did you do?
Actually, you know, I did. I went back to. Well, I'm still homeschooled. I've always been homeschooled from the point of sixth grade. That's when we were deciding, you know, this is what I want to do, and we were getting, you know, things from Sony saying, okay, you got to stop schooling. We're going to be touring, get a home, a private tutor.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to school. Not that I wasn't, but I was just, you know, going to school and hanging out with friends. And the first year was wonderful. You know, it was, oh, this is a nice break, actually, you know. we were doing so much. But then the second year really started. I was like, okay, let's come on now. Let's get this thing over with. I want to go back and make a new record. And within that time, it really gave me a good chance to sit back and think of what I want to do. Is this what I really want to do? Is this it gave me a chance to listen to my heart and find either what I want to do and what type of music suits me best. And that's, you know, country has always been my number one. You know, it's just I like to sing all types of other music, you know, just for fun. And I do sing a couple different songs other than country in my show, and the fans love it. But when I get into that country, the timing of country music, you know, it just fits right in. So,
but this CD actually has, in my opinion anyway, a variety more than just you're playing country. There's kind of pop songs, ballads, a little bit of country rock type music on it too.
That's right. And I really wanted the fans, because when my fans see me on stage, it's a very different show. You know, it's a lot of variety. Like I said, I do an oldies medley. I do some Elvis. I do American Pie. So I do a lot of different styles of music, and that's what my fans have always responded to amazingly. You know, they love the country. I do Roy Orbison's Crying in my show. So my fans love variety, and within this time off, I said, you know what, I think I'm going to do a variety on this album. You know, keep it where they'll say, yes, it's country, but it's not typical country. You know, it has a very mainstream appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, like Three Words, Two Hearts, One Kiss, that's very rock country. It's very Gretchen Wilson-esque.
Right.
Peaceable Kingdom, that's very bluegrass. We had fiddles and mandolin and the background voices in the beginning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like something Bill Monroe would do. So I really wanted to do some country songs and then venture out, and because I know that's what my fans would expect, and kind of maybe defy the unexpected.
Well, what was it like when you heard what Sandy and Charlie had written? I thought that they did this thing perfectly for you. It was kind of like they invented it for you.
Yes. What had happened was, thankfully, within the last year that I was touring in 2001, early 2002, Sony was just, you know, they were awesome. Don't get me wrong, they're a great bunch of people, but a lot of people were getting suddenly, you know, goodbye, we don't need you anymore. A lot of people were being, you know, fired from their jobs or they moved on, the people that believed in me the most, and all these new people started to come in, and they weren't sure what they were going to do, which is understandable because they didn't know if my voice was going to change for the better.
Right.
Because this was still at the turning point. So thankfully, both ways, we said goodbye. And Sandy Linzer, who worked with me on the last record I did with Sony, said, I have a great new record label. They're eager, and they're doing records with Laurie Morgan and Ronnie Millsap. And I, you know, checked them out. So I heard what they had to say, and they came up with some wonderful ideas, you know, about the CD and the booklet and the marketing, whatever. And I really liked them for this bridge, you know, because all this is a bridge until I become a full-fledged adult.
Mm-hmm.
Because who knows what I would have wanted to do. We didn't know if I wanted to be a singer still at this point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a little bridge, and I'm so grateful for it. And Sandy said, yes, I can get a record label, and, you know, we'll write the songs. And so he wrote all the songs, you know, and called me continuously. What do you think about this? So it really was tailor-made for me, arrangements and this and that. And, you know, I was on the phone with Charlie constantly. Okay, try this instead of that. And then add the strings here and push the fiddle here and then add this. You know, it was just amazing. I really got a hands-on experience, which I had never done before. And it really, you know, it was really wonderful. I'll never forget this experience.
Yeah, you mentioned Sony. It's nice that you picked up a company like Image Entertainment that's kind of allowing you to start the next phase of your career.
Absolutely. You know, and they just let, you know, as long as it's within the, you know, they don't want me to do something so far out, but, it's, you know, as long as it's within the range of what they expect, you know. But they really gave me free range just to say, okay, you guys create this album, and yeah, I mean, there were so many songs that were good, but it needed to be better because, again, at 17, it's a comeback album. You know, you wouldn't think of coming back at 17, but that's exactly what it is. So it just had to be right. You know, I had to be what my fans loved just to get them to know that I'm coming back, you know, and my fans' support within those 2 years was amazing. I would get letters, I mean, boxes of letters saying, we can't wait for the new album, even when there wasn't an album in the works. They were just, you know, their drive helped my drive.
And BillyGilman.com has all the stuff on it for folks so that they could follow what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the things I thought was amazing, and I want to know how you kept grounded during all this. I mean, you know, obviously you had a rude awakening at one point, but here you were, you were 13 years old. You had already sold 4 million copies of your records. You had the American Music Awards Favorite New Artist, TNN's Discovery Award, Billboard's Best New Artist, Billboard's Best Video for One Voice, a Grammy nomination 2 years in a row, CMT Video Awards. I mean, everything was pouring into you. How did you actually keep yourself grounded?
Well, you know, my family, I think that was the most, you know, because when I have a younger brother and I travel with the same people I've traveled with since I met them when I was 7 and a half years old. That's my manager and vocal coach, Angelo Bucari. And, you know, that it's a family situation, you know. It became a family situation so close, you know. It was just her family is my family, and, you know, it's one big family. And so I said to my parents, I never want you to travel extensively with me because Colin, my younger brother, he has to have his own life. Not that my parents didn't already know that. I just wanted to, you know, put it in concrete for me, you know, because they didn't know how I would react to them saying, okay, well, you know, Colin needs his own life too, you know, and that's exactly what I thought of before coming into the business. You know, he didn't choose this, it chose him. And so it was really the family that helped me because they weren't hero, they're not the showbiz people, you know, they're not the showbiz mom and dad. They want to know I'm doing safe on the road and I'm okay. I talk to them constantly. But when I come home, it's Billy Gilman, you know, get outside and play, you know, and that's, I think that's what helped me because you're not coming off the road, Mr. Gilman, blah, 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 you know. But when I came home, it's Billy, make your bed, you know, do your homework. And it helped, you know, and I never said, hey, I don't need this. You know, it was what I needed because you can get so lost in all of the glitter and glam and all that of the music business, you can get lost in a second.
Sure.
You know, and there have been times I said, okay, hold on now.
Yeah.
Stop, you know, because you can click your heels and have everything at your fingertips.
This is it's a really good CD. I hope that it leads to a huge comeback for you. It is kind of funny to say that at age 17 to be making a big comeback, but, you know, it really is kind of an important CD, though, in your life at this point.
Absolutely. You know, we have a benefit, yet we don't. You know, there's always benefits and non-benefits of a musical career, and the benefits are people are wondering, well, what is Billy Gilman sounding like now? You know, what's his voice sound like,
right.
You know? So there's the unique, you know, intrigue factor. So we're excited, and the fans are loving it. It's been, actually, this is the first CD that has, you know, gotten the most rave reviews of my career so far. So,
well, I thought it was great. I mean, when I first heard it, I was amazed, actually. I thought it was great from the first song, and Sandy Linzer obviously has written all the songs, but also produced it, and she did a nice job on it.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm so thankful to them and for creating such a piece that, you know, it was just, it was like a glove, you know? I didn't have to say, oh, I'm not comfortable with singing this, because when one voice came out, I didn't like the song. I actually hated it.
Mm.
It was just something that it was not right, you know, it just didn't feel right it with my style. And they said, just try it. So I put on a fake smile and I, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I grinned and bared it. But, you know, I love it now, of course, where it's gotten me. But these songs, it was just like stepping back in and not, you know, it was just like a glove. They just did it perfectly.
Yeah, well, as far as one voice is concerned, you can't argue with success.
No. Actually, when I heard it done, I said, oh, I love this song. But when they gave me the demo and some of the words were, you know, that aren't in it now, and I was like, eh, you know, it wasn't my favorite.
Mm. What are you doing now to care for your voice in terms of, you know, touring and things and supporting the CD?
Well, touring, we're really looking into that and picking the best ones. With One Voice and with Dare to Dream and the Christmas concerts with the Christmas record, you know, every time we would release a new CD, boy, we're out on tour, bam. You know, and it was awesome. You know, I love that. That's the best part of the career, I think, is being with the fans and seeing what they like and
mm-hmm.
hearing their response. But right now, I really want to, you know, do interviews and do a lot of press for the record. And then, you know, do the touring, maybe a fall Christmas concert again. That's, I love that, you know, putting Christmas songs plus your songs together, you know.
Right.
It's a bigger show. It's, you know, they get more for their money, you know what I mean?
Right. Now, do you do meet and greets at your concerts as well?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. And after every concert, I make it a point to, before I come on stage, they'll say, you ready for the show, la-da-da-da-da, and then they'll say, Billy Gilman will be signing autographs, after the show.
Mm-hmm.
So really, no matter if it's, you know, 800 people in a small intimate theater or if it's 25,000 people, whoever stays, I sign autographs for. So
it's a nice thing. I mean, you know, Billy Ray Cyrus, I know him really well, and he's got a rabid fan base, and he always will stay after concerts. He was at Foxwoods one time with 104 temperature, and he couldn't even speak.
Oh, yeah.
Afterwards, he stayed around for hours signing autographs and posing for pictures, and that's how you get people to love you.
You've got
to
do it. You know, you've got to do it, and I love it. I mean, I've stood out there with an umbrella in a lightning storm. You know, we were making sure everything was safe
for the
other kids, too, you know?
Yeah.
But, come rain or come shine, I'm out there signing autographs. That's the most important part. Without the fans, who would buy the CD or buy the concert tickets, you know?
Yeah, you had an explosive career, but I don't think you want to conclude it with a lightning burst. That would not be good.
No, when it started to get really bad, we had to say, okay, You guys got to go get shelter.
Exactly.
Sometimes it'll be wide open.
Exactly. So folks can go pick up Everything and More. It's a brand new CD, and it's really an excellent one. I'm going to give you 100% support on this one. I like it a lot.
Oh, thank you.
And I wish you a lot of luck on it. And when the next one comes out, when you reach adulthood, we'll talk again.
Awesome.
All right?
Thank you, Mark, so much.
Good luck, Billy.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.